Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Charles Grassley about Iraq, Russia, and Tyson Foods. Can you share with us what you think should be done regarding Iraq at this time?
By the way, Iraq come up in every one of my 11 town meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday up in northwest Iowa. So I'll give you an answer similar to gave my town meetings. I think, first of all, the president ought to have some regret that he didn't two or three years ago when he was negotiating with Iraq to push for a status of forces agreement. We probably wouldn't be in the trouble we're in right now if he had, but that's hindsight. So now let's talk about today. I think that he's doing the right thing with humanitarian aid and airstrikes. I think his goal in airstrikes needs to be to take out the capability of ISA that was enhanced with the American equipment that we left the Iraqis, that they left when they ran from Mosul. I don't know how much that is, but it gives them a great deal of mobility and firepower that they wouldn't otherwise have. And if we go to the extent of at least taking that out, I think that ought to be our first goal. Beyond that, I wouldn't say anything other than the fact we don't have the capability or the will of the American people to put boots on the ground. I wouldn't argue with the boots on the ground that are the Marines that are there to protect our embassy personnel or advisors. But beyond that, we don't have a capability.
And how far do you think we should go to support the Kurds in the region?
I think they are more predictable from our point of view and more on our side and more of our thinking than anybody else in Iraq, and we ought to help them tremendously. And that would be military materiel.
All right, and switching gears here, with Russia no longer importing food from the U.S., what do you think will happen to farmers, especially here in the Midwest?
Well, I think you got to look at all the trade of Russia's one-half of 1% of all of our trade. Now, I don't know if that's just agricultural statistic or it's a statistic on all trade, but if it's on all trade, then obviously the agricultural stuff are even less significant. And so I think that we've got to think in terms of the sanctions being more important to stop Putin from re-Sovietizing Russia, and that's got to be our first consideration. You know, it's a whole different story than in the 1970s when we put a grain embargo and it hurt farmers to a great extent. This isn't going to work that way anymore because they're exporting grain and they import some of our value-added agriculture products, but I've never heard anybody in my town meetings who represented agriculture see that as a significant factor.
All right. And earlier this month, you released information expressing concern of acquisition by Tyson Foods of Hillshire Brands. Can you expand on this for our listeners?
Yeah. Well, it's similar to a lot of other mergers that we get involved in. We probably won't, as a Congress, step in because the Sherman antitrust laws and other Sherman antitrust acts have been on the books for more than a century. They're considered a pretty good measure of what's competitive and isn't, and it's mostly the enforcement of that. Most of that comes from the Department of Justice. So my concern is, since four big, including Tyson, four big processors are dominant in the market, I think that we've got to worry about this merger from the standpoint of protecting the producer, which is the farmer. Are they going to get a fair shake out of it? And then the consumers. And the antitrust laws are more to protect consumers than they are producers, but we can look at it from both ends of the food chain. And so I'm writing to the Department of Justice, raising the same concerns that I do in most mergers to make sure that the antitrust laws aren't violated, and raising concerns that I have. Will they agree with those concerns? I don't know. But through the letter and through my statements, I want them to know that I'm going to watch to make sure that the antitrust laws are enforced.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.